It's another Board Game Briefing with Boardroom Gamer. I'm Jeff Anderson, and today we go way back to Settlers of Catan. The island of Catan has just been discovered. It's time to settle down and build a thriving community. With plenty of choices in front of you, the race is on to be the first tribe to build the best community possible in the least amount of time. In Settlers of Catan, you'll take turns gathering resources, trading them, and using them to build roads, settlements, cities, and even purchase upgrades to your settlement, all in an attempt to accumulate victory points. On your turn, you'll roll two dice. This represents resource production on your turn. It produces for any player that has a settlement represented on the hex matching the number rolled. If you roll a 7, the robber hits the scene. Nobody gets resources except you, and that's done by stealing one from an opponent. Don't do this too often, however, as you may end up the target of a future robbery. Once resources are handed out, you can offer trades to your fellow settlers and get the items you need. After trading, you can then build something or buy development cards. There are points awarded for building settlements and cities, and also for having the longest road or the largest army. The idea is to be the first to 10 or more points on your turn and win the game to be declared the Lord of all Catan. Settlers of Catan is designed for 2 to 4 players, although there is a 5 to 6 player expansion available. A game takes about an hour or two to complete, depending on the number of players and their willingness to trade. It's a great game and just an overall classic. Will your name ring in the halls of history when you play Settlers of Catan? Our Board Game Briefing.